Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We call this thing Baltimore Positive. Happy 4th of July to everybody out there celebrating. And Orioles heading out of town. And Luke is getting a little downtime. I'm headed to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game next week in Philadelphia. And I hope everybody waves the flag this weekend, has a good time. Watch the soccer, chill out there. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour later in the month. We're at Fadley's next Friday, so I'm just going to preview that. It's going to be our final Fadley's appearance for the summer because we're going to start going to Fishmonger's Daughter over in Catonsville. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I swear I have scratch-offs around here. I know I do. I have some Maryland treasures. I'm surprised I still have the horses because the horses were very popular. I got the boardwalk scene. We'll be at Fadley's next week. It's all brought to you by our friends at GBMC. I got my GBMC gear on today, as well as Farnan and Dermer. And if you're a little hot, you might need them. 410-367-7777. They do HVAC, and that doesn't sound sexy or appealing until it's 101 degrees and your AC blows up. So make sure you call them. They are the comfort guys. And as you can tell in my short sleeve shirt, I'm comfortable. I'm even comfortable with Steelers and Pirates fans and all representatives of the Maryland Lottery. Seth Elkin joins us. He's our defending champion of communication, returning here in the summer. And you coming to kick dirt on the Orioles? I mean, are you coming to do that as a Buccos fan? You know, because we talk about 43 years since 1983. I'm still, when I see folks like you and Bert Blyleven, I'm still consuming 47 years ago. But this is, it's tough times around here, Seth, being an Oriole fan. It really is. I just want to say that. And I'm saying this to a Pirates fan.
Well, yeah, you're preaching to the choir. I was about to say they've had 18 winning seasons in my lifetime, and seven of those were in the 1970s. So I'm not accustomed to them being relevant at this stage. You know, normally by July 4th, you're counting down the days until the Steelers start training camp. But we're certainly rooting for the Orioles around here because of the home run riches contestant of the game, which continues all the way through the rest of the season. And you had one of our VIP winners
Yeah,
on
you got
with you last
86
week.
last week for Doug and for Angela, the big winner. You could check that out in the vault at Baltimore Positive as well. One thing to win, you get the call from Doug and like, ah, you won home run riches, you're gonna be a contestant. Oh, that's great. And you get your name on the website, okay, that makes it yeah, you won a couple of that's great. And then oh, you're the big winner. Or you get to come to the ballpark. We got to figure it out. All right, we're gonna go to the Truist Club. All right, we're gonna eat. We're gonna drink. It's great. You've already won a bunch of money. We're having a good time. But every at bat, you can win $500, and then the Orioles load the bases, which they don't do enough of. And when they did this, so you had the second sweet person out, and I don't know. It's like the big spin. You know, some of them are wah, 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 and some of them are big winner, grand slam. Oh my God. So it doesn't always work that way, but we did have a big winner out at the Truist Suite this week,
It's
right?
been exciting. You know, we had Angela had this got to celebrate that grand slam that she got to see in person. We had Tanya Howell from Randallstown, who was there for the first night of the series against the White Sox, which the White Sox are vastly improved from last year. Let's just say that, and gave
It
the
gives us
Orioles
all hope and inspiration that it can happen to
that it could
us.
happen. Right, it could happen to anybody. Right, so it's if the White Sox can pick themselves up from the last couple of years, anybody can do it. But yeah, didn't get any home runs in that game. But she is a big Orioles fan, and she had a great time. She was all decked out in orange and black, and she had a real good time. And we will have another one coming up. The drawing for the games in July has already taken place, and we've got our VIP winner there. It's going to be Marianna Billingsley from Timonium, and three of her friends
You take the
will.
light rail down. There you go. No
Yeah,
problem. Right through Timonium.
she gets to go see the Orioles play the Atlanta Braves on July 24th and gets four seats in the Truist Club and will be rooting for another home run, maybe another grand slam. And you never know, the Braves are a tough opponent, but
You know, I
should be
joke
able.
around about the team and like whatever, and the fence going in and the fence going back and all that, but the weather is heating up. And even like you're a big baseball guy. By the way, Seth Elkin here from the Maryland Lottery. They got a lot of guys that hit home runs. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they can't hit four or five home runs in a game because they have that kind of line. It's not Mark Belanger or my cousin. You know what I mean? Like, they have home run hitters. So I do think and I hope that against the Braves, against the Reds, against anybody, start hitting the ball, start winning some money for these people. It's home run riches, right?
Yep, we got our list of winners for July is up there now. That drawing just took place, and you can get in on this. We've still got two more drawings to go. On July 20th is the deadline for the next drawing. So if you want to be one of the contestants of the game or that VIP winner for August, You've got your chance up through July 20th to enter, and then we'll do the drawing. And then one more drawing in August for all of the winners in September, and a chance to get in on that still there for the next couple of months.
And easy to play. It's fast play. Tell them about that, because there's no schmutz. There's no schmutz in fast play.
$5 Home Run Rich's walk-off winnings fast play ticket that you can get at any lottery retailer, from the vending machines or from the register, the terminals at the register. And you get your ticket and find out instantly if you've won. There's a progressive jackpot on the ticket itself that starts at $40,000. And I got to look now. Off the top of my head, I should know what that progressive jackpot is. I want to see what the Home Run Rich's progressive jackpot is.
I always forget about that. I never even promote that, because it's sort of like the thing is promoting, like, you can win and you know,
it's
getting
up there.
As it is, but now, like if somebody hits a big banana.
It starts at $40,000, and we are now at more than $180,000 as you and I are speaking.
Dude,
on that jackpot,
listen to me. Listen to me, Home Run Rich. Nice for Angela. How much did she win? She won like a nice like $8,000-$10,000, like
it was
that.
About $7,500, I think, is what she ended up with. Yeah.
How much is the progressive jackpot?
$180,000 right now.
I don't need to be on TV. I don't need Kevin. I don't need to go to the job. I'll buy the Truist suite if I get on it. So I mean, there really is a big banana here. As much as we talk about, as much fun as it is to win $500, be contested the game, there's a real serious cash prize here.
That
right?
Jackpot is rising with the purchase of every ticket until a jackpot winner gets sold. So you have your chance at that. And whether your Home Run Rich's ticket is a winner or not, doesn't matter. You can enter it into the contestant of the game promotion and get all the details on that at mdlottery.com.
All right, I'm tired of talking about people that only won a little. Like, let's talk about some big winners here. I know we've had some big spins. You know, a lot of we got new scratch off. We got a lot of things going, including these Maryland Treasures that I love so much. I never even touched the Miss Pac-Mans because I've been so into the horses and the bridges and the Maryland motif, and I haven't even crossed the Bay Bridge yet. So I got to get over there when I see you in August down in Mako. But give me the lowdown, because we've had some big winners since I got together with you a couple weeks ago, right?
We actually just had our fifth winner on the big spin, the fifth person who got a chance to spin the big spin wheel. And we don't have that up on the website as you and I are talking, but by the time people hear this, during the holiday weekend, we should have the information out there. He was a resident of Charles County, a military veteran. He won himself $110,000 on the wheel.
That's a big spin on the big spin wheel, right?
Yeah, that's the big
little
spin,
spins like 25, but like
the wheel. Well, the prizes on the wheel start at 50,000.
Oh, so 50. Okay. All
you
right.
You walk in, if you won one of those wheel spins, you walk in knowing you've won at least 50,000, and the top prize that you can win is 250,000. So he came in kind of in the middle there, 110,000, okay. and a really nice prize. He was excited and had his wife with him, and she
he
was
could buy
excited.
Seats in the Truist Club too. Now, right? 110 grand.
They had a real good time doing that, and it's a fun time for us to get a chance to see people have fun with that and spin the wheel. And still three of those remaining. That ticket launched back in March. $5 scratch off ticket, and instant prizes that you can win, of course, on the ticket. And if you get a wheel spin logo, you got to scan the ticket to see if you've won a wheel spin or whether you've won an instant cash prize. So that's the fun of that ticket. And still three more of those big spin wheel spin prizes remaining to be claimed as we speak. So excited about that, and hoping maybe one of those three will nail that $250,000. We haven't seen one of those either this time or last time. A couple of years ago when we did big spin the first time, we never got a $250,000. We came close a couple of times. We had somebody come painfully close. It almost landed on that $250,000 and skipped over into the next spot before the wheel stopped. So hopefully we'll get one of those big wins at some point here on the big spin ticket.
Seth Elkin is here. He communicates in the communications department for all things Maryland Lottery. John Martin will be back at some. Let's pretend John's not listening and is not involved at all in any of this on 4th of July weekend. But I just want to say this about these experiential things where people come down to the building. When I first started doing business with y'all, I would come down to Montgomery Park, which is the old Montgomery Ward's building, Southwest. There's a great Chick-fil-A. It's right by Carroll Park, right by my sponsor, Classic 5, right on the Southwest side, Pigtown, right around there, right? And it's a little like the get, dun, 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 dun. You know, you go in, it's a big building, you know, you take the elevator up, you got a show ID, there's a gate that, so it's like a big kind of like a production thing to come into your building. But every time I come there, I follow the same pathway that all the winners do. I have to come in, I have to give ID. Ross has to let me in, somebody has to let me in. I take the elevator up. Prizes here, winners here, winners here, winners here. There's a winner area. And then there's a grand prize winner area that I come and I get my tickets. And I think to myself, Man, this is like if you were coming down to spin and driving in from Charles County and you had been the big winner and you might win 50 grand today, you might win 250. How like exciting that is every day. And I know, look, state job, it's a building, there's a subway in the lobby, it's an atrium, it's lovely, it's all that. But every day you get these people in and there's a level of excitement. It's kind of like being at the airport when you see people hug each other and love each other and cry. And there's a level of emotion in your building that a lot of places don't have people that come in, knock on the door, spin a wheel, and walk out with $250,000. I mean, there really is. It's kind of a neat thing you guys do. And I think me coming in and getting my tickets every month to give winners away, I know how excited people get at Coco's or Pizza John's when they win $20 with a ticket or sometimes win $100 on tickets when I'm in there. Even $2, they get excited about it. But like your building gets a buzz when this happens, I think, because it's kind of neat when I come in and kind of see it come to life.
We have to sometimes you have to remind yourself we make games for a living and we sell make and sell games and things that people have fun with and enjoy and you do get reminded of that you're often meeting people on one of the best days of their life when they come in here and claim a big
Yeah,
prize
right.
and
That's awesome. You know, given I've met funeral directors, it's the different gig. You know what I mean? Like, literally, you guys got a good gig, you know, and in that way, it's kind of neat when I'm there.
One of the cool things we'll get to do, you talked about experiential prizes. One of the experiences that people will get to have every year we do this at the state fair. We have a state fair promotion that we do where we select 10 winners who get to come on stage with us and play a series of games and we give away some cash. And that state fair promotion is getting ready to kick off. On July 6th, you'll be able to start entering, and throughout July, you'll be able to enter through My Lottery Rewards for a chance to be one of those 10 participants.
Hold on. I don't have to milk cows or anything if I'm one of these 10, right?
No, nothing like that. Just some simple
This
games
is a
to play.
game of chance, not a game of skill, right?
Games of chance,
All right,
absolutely
just
not
making
games of,
sure.
we don't do games of skill, games of chance, but you'll have the chance. The State Fair Summer Cash
Well, the state
promotion.
fair, you could do games of skill. You could pin the tail on it. There's all you could throw all sorts of things at the state fair, right?
Not run by the lottery, though.
Right,
So,
exactly. But if you want to, right, if you want a game of skill with the darts to get the rock and roll mirrors or whatever, they don't do that anymore. But that was fun when they did it.
I think there's got to be a skill to putting away one of those turkey legs. I look at those every year when I
Dude,
go
if I
to.
pull my Rush mirrors out that I bought on the internet, that you'll think that I was really skilled at that at the carnival back in the 80s, but I wasn't. But this is different. So 10 people on stage, what are we
Yep.
doing to these
They'll get
people?
a chance to play a series of games and they'll have a chance to everybody who participates will win at least $1,000 and they'll have a chance to win up to $20,000 in our state fair promotion. So you can get all the details about that starting July 6th when that launches. So that's coming and we know
And you
people
could
look
go to
forward to
Costas while you're there too, because it's right in the middle of the racetrack. So there. You know,
that's
they haven't
right.
given me a Costas Timonium shirt yet. They
Yeah.
think, because I have the Dundalk shirt, they're like, he ain't never going to wear anything. It says Timonium. We can wear a Dundalk. But the Timonium location is there. I want to give some love to our. We're going to be doing the show over there in a couple weeks too. So.
We'll hook you up with a Maryland Lottery State Fair t-shirt once those are printed up. So,
Hey, you know, I need one of
and
those.
we are always there the entire duration of the fair, all day, every day that the fair is open. You can find us in the lobby of the exhibition hall, and we'll have one of our retailers there selling tickets, and you can come and hang out with us. We'll have the Keno and racetracks monitors set up. You can stay and play if you want. You can spin our wheel and win a lottery item. And on September 5th, toward the end of the fair, is when we'll have that event with our 10 winners. But your chance to enter that is coming up in July. So keep an eye out for that. And have your chance at that.
All right, look, just to prove that Seth Elkin, who is the official chief of all things communication at the Maryland Lottery, that we don't have a script here. I'm going completely off script. I'm begging for mercy during a holiday week and saying, I went to mdlottery.com. I was going to talk to you about these new scratch-off games. I want you to tease the Ravens. I mean, even though we're not talking about them until the Orioles season's over with, and I'm going to the All-Star game next week. Dude, I just went on your website and there's like a Mr. Positive. We're Baltimore Positive, right? So Mr. Positive won 50 grand. Sykesville dad speechless, then all smiles. Like, this is the picture I want to put on the front of Baltimore. I want to put Mr. Positive. So I need to hear a Mr. Positive. I hope you have one. That's all.
Yeah, that's a Powerball prize, and that the Powerball jackpot is rising. The Mega Millions jackpot is rising right in time for the holiday
So people
weekend
really
here.
do win this. My wife says this is the one she plays. She doesn't want $50. She wouldn't 25 grand would make her happy. She wouldn't buy a boat or anything. But like she wants sort of like Dr. Evil, billions, million. You know what I mean? But it's getting there now. Like we're at a half a billion, kind of sort of, right?
Yeah, Mega Millions has topped that half a billion mark. It's $542 million for the drawing going into the
It
holiday
sounds
weekend.
better to say half a billion. Or I don't know, maybe 442, 500,
Five
whatever. That
forty-two.
sounds
Yeah,
million sounds better than half a bill. I don't know. They both sound pretty good.
it's getting there. It's getting there. Powerball is at 375. So we're getting some big jackpots. The multi-match jackpot. If you want to keep your money in state, because Powerball and Mega Millions are sold all over the country. Multi-match is only sold here in Maryland, and the multi-match jackpot is now at $1.6 million. So that one's getting up there. That's big. Multi-match. The jackpot starts at 500,000. So that one's been rolling for a little while, and you got your chance at all of those. Get to a retailer and get a ticket here for your holiday weekend.
All right, so Mr. Posit is playing Powerball, like my wife trying to win two, three, $400 million, and he doesn't match them all, but he's holding a $50,000 check here at the Maryland Lottery HQ at lovely Montgomery. I have to come up with some verbiage that makes the place you work like historic Montgomery. I'll work on it. But when John gets here, you and I, but you're the communicator, you're the marketing. We'll come up with something that makes the Montgomery Park. But this guy came down to the legendary place and held up Mr. Positive. I love this. You know, I got to feature this guy.
We love to have people give a nickname because you do not have to reveal your identity when you win when you redeem a winning ticket. You can be anonymous, but we encourage people to embrace the moment and
Hold
have
on.
some
At
fun with
lottery
it.
headquarters, your smiles are commonplace. All right, I'm working right off the website here. I'm trying to come up with a theme for what people experience when they come in. This guy's a car wash attendant, and he won 50 grand playing power. You know, my wife would feel really good about that. If she finally won 50 grand playing Powerball, she'd be like, I'm good. You know, like, because I don't think a lot of people even know that there are a lot of tiered prizes when my wife knows this because she's related to me, but like second chance prizes and entering, this is what this is all about, right?
Yeah, in Powerball and Mega Millions, both. That's actually a good point. We always try to bring up when the jackpots are rolling and they get into high jackpot territory. The jackpot's not the only prize. There are nine different levels of prizes in both Powerball and Mega Millions. That second tier prize in Powerball is $1 million, and then that $50,000 prize is the third level down. So,
And that still gets you down to Montgomery headquarters, right?
that's
50G.
absolutely,
Right
absolutely.
on.
So lots of ways to win in those games that are not just the jackpot. Good to remind people of, especially because when the jackpots get high, you often get people that will see that the jackpot is that big. It starts to make national news, and people who may not play lottery games all the time will decide to buy a ticket, and maybe they're not as familiar with the rules or how the game works. But certainly, we've got all that information at mdlottery.com. But good to remind people that there are many more ways to win than just the jackpot in those games.
Even though this guy has lovely hair, kind of similar to mine, Mr. Positive, I am not eligible to win these. So I know some people may think maybe Nestor was. No, I haven't been to the Sykesville convenience store to win this prize, but you can check it all out at mdlottery.com. Seth Elkins here. All right, so I'm going to leave with this because I don't know if you've heard or not, but we're leaving baseball season here soon. And I'm going to the All-Star game, and it's 4th of July, and it's football season. You guys really are going to be rolling out a Raven scratch off, and probably. Somehow, I might not get the Ms. Pac-Man scratch-offs because I've been delinquent in giving so many of the Maryland treasures out because I like them and it's still summertime around here. But wow, it's like we're going to blink. Luke's going to be on vacation, All-Star game, and boom, it's going to be football season.
Yep, and
Thank God for
coming
that,
up
by the way.
later this month, July 17th, is just to give it a little tease. That's when our two Raven scratch-off tickets get started.
Are they purple again this year?
They are purple, which is
Okay,
not
just checking.
my which is everybody around the lottery knows is not my favorite color. My colors are black and gold, as everyone knows, because I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, and football season around here is a rough time for me.
By the way,
But
Yinz in Pittsburgh Dodd have taken over Don Ocean. So I saw Pittsburgh Dad is doing an Ocean City promotion, and I'm thinking to myself, could Baltimore Dad go to to Washington, PA, or where's Cherry? Where's Marvin from? Cherry, Mount Cherry. Could Baltimore Dad me throw a promotion at a crab house
I'd
in
love to. Well,
suburban Pittsburgh?
I don't think there are any crab houses there. I wouldn't trust anything that came out of the rivers, that's for sure.
And that's
So,
spoken from a native. All right, I mischecked it, but what's Pittsburgh Dodd doing down the beach, down
well,
Ocean City?
he's getting a little
Kids have come
tan,
down there and taken over the last 25.
getting a little
Like,
tan for the
dude, when I
summer.
was
Sure,
chasing girls there in the 80s, no one, there was no pirates, steel, none of that. It
you
was
should.
all, I mean, the worst we had to work out was the burgundy and gold a little bit, down there a little bit. But like, Ocean City's great, and I'll see you down there and
You should
don the shore.
do a show from Pittsburgh. I would show up for that potentially. So there you go. Let's see if we can make
I
that
began my year in Pittsburgh, and the loop looped right, and Harbaugh. I do this professionally, Seth. You know what I mean?
happen.
But I'll let you get your cheap shots in now because I think the Ravens are going to be better than the Steelers. Can we just go into that lane? Like I
I
said to
think.
Luke, I'm not bullish on the Ravens because of age, center, offensive line, new coach, new everything. I mean, Luke and I talk about this every day. Like we're not over the top on the Ravens winning the Super Bowl. But we're kind of convinced they're the best team in the division. So for that, I will, it's a good summer because we have hope. And you do too. I don't think the Steelers are going to stink this year.
Well, they'll be the same 9 or 10 wins that they always are.
Why are you
That's
so negative about
my
your team?
prediction. I think we were hoping for a little bit more change than we got. So I don't know. We'll see.
All
But
right.
one thing we can know for sure is that the Ravens tickets will be on sale here the
17th.
17th of July. The Ravens times two with a $20,000 top prize. The Ravens times 10 with a $200,000 top prize, and then you can enter your non-winning tickets, as always, in the Ravens promotion that'll all get started on the 17th. You get the great Ravens-themed prizes that you're not going to find anywhere else, including, of course, the seats for 20 years once again. And
Are you gonna tell me where the trip is this year? It's not Rio.
travel with the team. I'll give you a little hint. It's
It's not
southeastern
Rio.
United States.
It's okay. That's good. You don't need a passport. Okay, to win. Seth Elkin is. Well, you need a visa to go to Brazil. Seth Elkin is here. Leonard Raskin's going to Brazil. We talked to him about the World Cup this week. Are you watching World Cup at all, Seth? I mean, you're a sports fan, but I don't sense that like traditional guys like you and I weren't soccer people in the 70s and 80s and 90s. You know,
I grew up playing soccer.
you
I was
did.
a
Okay.
I was a Pittsburgh Spirit fan back in the day in the old
Stan
MISL.
Terlecky? Come
In the
on.
old MISL, that's right, with the Baltimore Blast. They were one of our big rivals. But I certainly will be paying attention now that the team is in the knockout stage, which is nice to see. There have been plenty of times in previous World Cups where we didn't get there. So you had your three preliminary games and that was it. But yeah, it's nice to see, and I certainly be cheering them on and watching it as someone who played soccer. It's always interesting. Yeah, I know that sport from the inside, probably in a way that I don't know other sports because I didn't play them as much. So
Well, I hope you're up late with Team USA, and I hope they keep the momentum going here. We waited a long time to get the cup here, and I've been going through all my old stuff, man. Like, here's my Pittsburgh thing for you. I found it. This is my old Alain Lemieux. See, that says the word Pittsburgh, 1987. There's my, because you were an old sports writer too, but I have all this old stuff that I've been going through trying to find my. We did a World Cup promotion in 2002 on my radio station when the U.S. played Mexico. The games were 3 a.m. Then they played Poland at 7 a.m. and Germany at 7 a.m. We couldn't find bars that were places to host a game at 3 a.m. And we did the Kiss Cafe, which is now the Outback Steakhouse in Canton, and the Can Company. It was a big old coffee house, and he didn't have a liquor license, so he could open at 3 in the morning. So we had all the Mexican fans wearing flags that came down from Fells Point at the time. That was 22 years ago, and we wore our pajamas. But like, we've had so much fun with the World Cup, and I like that friends of mine's children, daughters playing the game, sons playing the game. They have whatever the infection is with the World Cup 32 years later that people are into it. I think it's exciting, and I think it's good. It's good. It's good that it's here. I just hope we can keep winning. You know what I mean?
Yep, me too.
Seth Elkin is here. He has to go. He's communicating for the Maryland Lottery. It's a big week around here. 4th of July, we have scratch-offs. Raven scratch-offs coming in a couple of weeks. Home Run Rich is still there. And big jackpots at MDLottery.com. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour next Friday at Fadley's. I will have Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. hopefully we're still talking World Cup and some good stuff's going on, man. My wife and I were going to head to Philly to see Germany play on Saturday, like go outside, party, hot. Germany's home. Sort of like when Pittsburgh dad's drinking his Ravens tears. I'm Nestor. We're WNSTAM 1570 Towson Baltimore. Stay with us. We're Baltimore Positive.